Our guest at the cafe this morning is Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, one thing I heard or read lately having to do with all this coronavirus thing and people being at home is, of course, some industries and enterprises have done better in this than others, and some have done quite well, is what I'm getting at. And one of the industries that has done quite well is the manufacturer and the marketers of outdoor grills.
Outdoor grills. You know, I think that's kind of the case with a lot of outdoor equipment. It hit the sales. If you try to look for something, a tent or anything, grills, they're a little scarce right now.
Yeah.
Stores are having to restock those items.
Yeah,
people are wanting to get outside.
Yeah.
So, and luckily, we live in an area where we do have backyards, and we're able to have some fresh air. And so I think people are starting to utilize that now that the weather's warming up and it's getting nice and sunny out and the days are longer.
Mm-hmm. So the grills are just flying off the shelves, if shelves is where they keep them. I don't know, but they're doing quite well, and people are doing more outdoor cooking. So I thought we would talk about that. And AgriLife has put out some very helpful information here lately about cooking outdoors.
A lot of it is common sense, you know, making sure that you're keeping your food, your meat items, the refrigerator cold at a certain temperature before you start cooking them, putting them up within an hour, especially in the Texas temperatures, within an hour after cooking them. So a lot of it is things that you know to do, but it's good to always have that refresher. And if you get on the Raines County AgriLife Extension Facebook page, we do have a handy printout for people that they can print out with the safe temperatures and just little tips on how to make sure that your outdoor grilling is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you wrote, Sarah writes a blog, and you wrote about this very subject on your blog here not too long ago.
Yeah,
as well.
I did, because we were cooking outside one day, and I actually had this little handout that I was looking at, and I was using my meat thermometer to make sure that our meats got to the right temperature. And I was like, you know, this is actually pretty functional, because I'm thinking, A, it's just the time of year, but then I think more people are cooking outside just to get out and get the fresh air since they've been inside on webinars all day.
Right. Now, another thing about it is that while you say it's common sense and so on, because they are selling so many grills, there may be quite a few people that are doing this and haven't done it very much before in the past, and so they need some of that basic information. We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah is Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. Now, one of the points you make in your blog item is to not, as much as possible, not thaw meat outside on the counter, or obviously not outside, but on the counter, try to thaw in the refrigerator.
Correct. You know, and that's one of the things that I think a lot of people do, because it is a quicker method of thawing out things. You just put it on the counter, room temperature.
Right.
But that room temperature, if you're not really watching what's going on with your meat or looking to keep in a check on the temperature, if it gets too warm, that's when that bacteria starts to grow. So you want to make sure that you're de-thawing your meat in the refrigerator. It may take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
You plan out what you're planning on doing, but it is a much safer method of thawing out those, and it can prevent illness, foodborne illness.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, if as much as possible, plan ahead and maybe put it in the refrigerator the night before or something. Give it enough time to thaw, but
yes.
You said in your article you don't want it to get less than 40 degrees.
Correct. Because once you get above 40 degrees, you're in that, there's kind of a range between 40 and 140 that food starts to develop bacteria. So you want to make sure that you keep it cold enough before you've cooked it and cold enough after you've cooked it. And you've got to get it up to a certain temperature while you're cooking it.
Right. Well, let's talk about that.
The numbers are what's important when you're cooking with meat and cooking outside, or cooking in general with
right.
meat.
Right. Right. Now, you mentioned a moment ago food thermometer. Those are easy to find, aren't they?
They are very easy to find. And if for some reason you're not able to get one, your local extension office has a supply of those.
Oh,
they would be happy to hand out. Yes.
Is that
if anyone
right?
out there does not have a meat thermometer, that
I see.
The Raines and the Hunt County Extension offices have meat thermometers that they are able to part with.
That's
and really, you know, I've just in the past few years actually become dependent on my meat thermometer since I've started this type of programming. And it brings it to your mind, and it's a safety. Now that I've used the meat thermometer, I use it every time I cook with meat just to make sure, because it does provide a level of just it's a safety precaution, and I I like knowing that I've met that temperature with a certain meat, and I know that it's safe for everyone to eat.
Mm-hmm. He says beef, pork, veal. Gets more specific, but beef and pork and so on should be at 145 degrees. Ground beef should reach 160 degrees. Poultry should reach 165 degrees using the meat thermometer. Now, when I've used these in the past, I'm never quite sure where to put the thermometer. You know, what, right in the very center, the most, the center part of whatever piece of meat it is that the best idea or what?
You want to make sure that if you have a thick piece of meat, you want to go for the thickest part and mm-hmm. get into the center. You want your thermometer to get to the center part of that so that you make sure that that very center part of the thickest part has also reached that temperature. You want the entire piece of meat to reach that temperature.
Mm-hmm. So if it's in the thickest part, then it's probably that high, the temperature is that high throughout the entire piece of meat.
Yes. Make sure that you are washing your countertops and making sure that you're not cross-contaminating using the same utensils. Make sure that you're cleaning everything after you've touched it to the meat before you use it with something else.
Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.